Hello everyone, welcome to the official UK singles, albums and the film charts. This is the 10th of November 2023. Here we go. Here comes the single chart at 40. Re-entry, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. 39, Suicidal Idol, Ecstasy. 38, Rita's Teenage Dirtbag. Re-entry at 37, Last Christmas, Wham. 26, Cad featuring Cat Hat. Just How You Like It. Re-entry at 35, Jungkook featuring Latto, 7. 34, Thames, Me and You. At 33, Jungle, Back in 74. 32, Bastille, Pompeii. 31, Fred Again and Jozzy. And this single called 10. At 30, Dua Lipa, Dance the Night from the Barbie album. 29, Campbell and Alchemist, Would You Go to Bed With Me. New entry, first new entry into the top 40. This week is at 28, Jack Dodd, Rolston, Blackout, CR, and Won't Forget You. At 27, Becky Hill, Chase and Status. And Disconnect. At 26, Drake featuring Yeet, IDGF. 25, Dave and Central C, Sprinter. 24, Olivia Rodrigo, Vampire. 23, Doja Cat, Gore Hills. 22, Zara Larsson and David Guetta, On My Love. 21, Troye Sivan, One of Your Girls. At 20, Olivia Rodrigo, Getting Back. 19, Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves, I Remember Everything. Second new entry into the chart this week is at 18, Olivia Rodrigo, Can't Catch Me Now. 17, Chasing Status, Headex, Ardy, Liquor and Cancer Sticks. At 16, Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. At 15, Drake featuring Sexy Red and SDA, Rich Baby Daddy. At 14, Billy Gillies and featuring Anna Boylan, DNA Loving You. 13, Kenya Grace, Strangers. 12, Mitski, My Love, Mine All Mine. At 11, Sonny Federer, MK Douglas and Asking. At 10, Taylor Swift, Now That We Don't Talk, Taylor's version. At 9, Chasing Status, Bo, Flodan, Badadan. At 8, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. Re-entry at 7, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. The new entry and the third new entry of the in the charts this week. In at 6, Jungkook, Standing Next to You. At 5, Tyler and Water. At 4, Tate McRae, Greedy. At 3, Taylor Swift, It's Over Now. At 2, Prada, Castle Ray, D-But Europe. And the number one, you wouldn't believe it, but it is the Beatles and the song called Now and Then. So let's take a look at the album chart right now. Okay, here we go then. At 40, Ed Sheeran, Divide. New entry at 39, Van Morrison, Accentuate the Positive. At 38, Taylor Swift, 1989. Lana Del Rey's Born to Die album at 37. 36, Eminem, Curtain Call 2. Who is buying them albums? Re-entry at 35, George Michael, 25. 34, Lewis Capaldi, Divinish, Uninspired to a Hellish Extent. 33, Taylor Swift, Evermore. 32, Joe Corry, Under the Friday Night. Re-entry at 31, Lana Del Rey, Lust for Life. 30, Harry Styles, Harry's House. 29, SDA and SOS. 28, Queen, Greatest Hits. 27, Oasis, Time Flies, 1994. 26, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. 25, Michael Jackson, The Essential. 24, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. New entry at 23, Caroline Polachek. And Desire, I Want to Turn Into You. At 22, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. At 21, Beatles and their album called Number One. 444 weeks on the chart. At 20, ABBA, Gold, Greatest Hits. At 19, Arctic Monkeys, AM. At 18, Taylor Swift, Reputation. At 17, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. At 16, Taylor Swift, Lover. At 15, Eminem, Curtain Call, The Hits. And new entry at 14, Gregory Porter, Christmas Wish. At 13, Drake, For All the Gods. At 12, Taylor Swift, Folklore. At 11, Taylor Swift, Midnights. Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop, is at 10. At 9, Elton John, Diamonds. At 8, Weekend, The Highlights. A new entry at 7, Johnny Marr, Spirit Power, The Very Best Of. 6, Guts by Olivia Rodrigo. A new entry at 5, Cliff Richard, Cliff With Strings, My Kind Of Life. At 4, Rolling Stones, Hackney Diamonds. A new entry at 3, Jungkook and Golden. Re-entry at number 2, Oasis, Master Plan. And the number 1, Taylor Swift, and 1989. Some very strange entries into the charts this week. I thought last week was pretty crazy, but this has gone a little bit too far now. So let's run down the top 40 films. Right, so here comes the films. Top 40. At 40, Re-entry, Leon. 39, Top Gun, Maverick. 38, Shrek. 37, Coraline. 36, Trolls World Tour. 35, Trolls. 34, Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. 33, Talk To Me. 32, The Nun 2. 31, Cobweb. 30, The Flash. New entry at 29, The Haunted Mansion. Cocaine Bear is at 28. 27, Casper. 26, Elvis. 25, Renfield. 24, Scream. 23, Scream 5. 22, The Batman. 21, Halloween Ends. At 20, Operation Mincemeat. 19, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. Re-entry at 18, Blue Beetle. At 17, The Pope's Exorcist. At 16, Beetlejuice. At 15, Transformers Rise of the Beast. At 14, Insidious, The Red Door. At 13, Fast X. At 12, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. At 11, The Corpse's Bride. Or The Corpse Bride. At 10, going up significantly up 11 places this week. So number 10 is Megan. At 9, The Super Mario Brothers. At 8, Practical Magic. At 7, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. At 6, new entry, Saw X. I've seen the trailer of Saw X. At 5, Gran Turismo. At 4, Meg 2, The Trench. At 3, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. And a new entry at number 2, and the highest new entry into the film charts this week, is a film called A Haunting in Venice. And number 1, of course, as you'd expect, the Barbie film is number 1. So that's 8 weeks on the chart for the film called Barbie. So as we do normally, let's take a look at the films and talk a little bit about some of the things I've seen so far. Well, there's no surprise that there was quite a few horror films in the chart because of the Halloween events. But there's one on this chart that I want to look at a little bit, and that is Saw X. Saw X is I've seen it's a high, it's quite a new entry, isn't it? It's up there in the top 10, not the highest new entry, but it's quite interesting. It's definitely a thriller type of film from what I've seen from the trailer. I've not seen the film, but from the trailer, it looks more like a sinister kind of thriller film more than anything. With that strange guy with the mask on, it's some kind of weird, freaky thing. It's quite a lot of people dying in this film. Quite grim. In parts, it looks pretty grim, dark thriller. That's a new entry at 6. Like I said, I've seen the actual, I've seen the trailer to it. Of course, I've spoken about Megan already last week, so there's no point in talking about that. But let's take you back into the film chart. Sorry, the albums and the singles. Some really strange goings on. Normally, Cliff Richard, I mean, who the hell? He's not at the end of the day, like, we're in 2023. I mean, you know, it can only be like elderly people, really older people, buying Cliff Richard's album. I can't imagine anyone else buying it. So, no disrespect to Cliff Richard, of course, he was. It's still a, I mean, still got the clout to get into, you know, to the charts. So he's got his fan base still. But yeah, I'd say it was mainly older people that I think would be buying that. It's a bit strange because normally those type of albums come at Christmas time, don't they? We're not really at Christmas time. So I find it quite weird. And of course, the re-entry into number 2 for Oasis and Master Plan. Like, where did that come from? Like, I don't get it. I do not understand that. Of course, you've got George Michael's song in the singles chart as well, going into the chart re-entries all over the place. last Christmas. I mean, what is going on? So, yeah, it's a little bit strange, these charts so far. The last two times I've read it out, it's been some crazy re-entries, and I just don't get it. I mean, to get to number two from absolutely nowhere for one of your albums, it's just weird. I mean, who's buying the Eminem albums? Like, who'd want to listen to that load of shite? Fucking glorifying drugs and gang violence. What the fuck? Like, are you fucking crazy? I don't get it. And that guy nearly died of it as well. Like, you're actually supporting his... Like, you don't want him to die or something. That's the way I see it. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. Why are you fucking buying shit for? I do not understand it. I'm not talking about the music. The actual... I mean, the lyrics are fucking all over the place. But the actual, some of this music, and we've got to be fair, right? I'm being fair here. There's some music behind it that was pretty good, but I think it's disordered thinking to be buying anything of that guy. Disordered. So there you go. That's just my own opinion. I'm entitled to that. It doesn't matter, does it? It's just my opinion. So that is that then. And no more. And it's great to see the officialcharts.com website actually being updated on the Friday, because it was quite a while before it updated itself. So it's good to see. Right, guys, hope you enjoyed that one. And a little bit of talk at the end. I'll be back next week. Thank you very much for tuning in. And I hope you enjoyed it. You stay safe now. Take care.